Good morning, Venerable Chuki. Good morning, Venerable Kunti Lamo. Good morning, Venerable Kelsang. Good morning, Venerable Lamukada. Good morning, Ramasini. Good morning, Patricia from Patagonia. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Nico. Good morning, Govina. Good morning, Kadamba Center. Oh, there are sleeping over there. Good morning, Elise. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Good morning, Meredith. Good morning, David. Good morning, Suzanne. Good morning, Arlene. Good morning, Tara. Oh, that's auspicious. Good morning, Tara. Good morning, Felix. Good morning, Pati, Panditji. Good morning, Lee. Good morning, Jill. Good morning, Dr. Brown. Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Lily. Good morning, Helen. Good morning, William. Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Chetan Alexander. Good morning, Inji. Good morning, Emily. Good morning, Fernando, Marcelo, Patagonia. Good morning, Hen. Thank you very much for your card. Thank you very much. Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Ali, Kozel, Bolasa. Anybody, good morning, anybody watching on YouTube, good morning. And welcome back to Sunday class. Samula will lead, Venerable Samula will lead some prayer.
So, let's start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra. Times. Te ata unone. The praise and mantra. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light.
So here, of course, there's medicine Buddha practice, you know. So this life, you know, this life that we have, according to Lamrim teaching, is very considered as precious human life. So, only reason that we are hoping to have, you know, healthy life is to create merit as much as possible, which is the cause for happiness. Okay, merit. The merit, you know, related to the verbal you know, like hoping that every word that comes out of our mouth, we are very much hoping that will be noble. Every thought that pops up, we are very much hoping that every single thought will be noble thought. Every actions, physical actions, we are hoping will be like, you know, noble one. Then which you receive maximum benefit, and also other beings, you know, receive benefits from your like noble thought, noble word, noble thought, noble actions. Other people also get benefit. So that's the only reason that why we want healthy body, because we want to be here for the people. In general, it means for yourself, no difference for the people. So therefore, this medicine Buddha practice to help us to maintain our good health, not just physical health, also mental health too. When it comes down on like a healthy mind, strong form of attachment, then of course anger, this destroyed our peace of mind. So then mind become unhealthy. So then unhealthy mind is not good for you, it's not good for others. So that's why we don't want that. So then medicine for the practice also like help us to maintain healthy body, healthy mind. For your own benefit and for the benefit of others. That's the only reason that you want healthy body. So therefore, this medicine Buddha practice, even though there are like seven different types of medicine Buddha, generally speaking, seven, or sometimes some case, you could see eight medicine Buddha. So that the eighth one is Shakyamuni Buddha, you eat it there. So typically it's like seven medicine Buddha, you know, different colors. So main one is like dark blue. The color, the very color of this kind of symbolize healing energies. Healing energies. Even just seeing that dark, bright blue is also does something for your health. Even just merely seeing the color also does something, you know, does something good for your health, physically, mental health, physical health and mental health both. So then you visualize, you know, so if you cannot visualize all the seven types of medicine Buddhas, you know, there are like, there's a many different kinds of sadhana. Some of them are very short. The one that I use on a daily basis is like kind of short one. So that kind of, you know, like guides you to guide you to how to visualize the medicine Buddha, eight medicine, the seven types of medicine Buddhas on your crown. So the last one is the actual medicine Buddha, dark, bright blue. So you visualize the form of light on your crown chakra. You know, of course it's not going to be the real, it's not going to be the real one. So like, you know, when you think about like tantra teachings, you know, there are like four classical tantra. Kriya Tantra, Charya Tantra, Yoga Tantra, Highest Yoga Tantra. And then Highest Yoga Tantra, they are like generating stage and accomplished stage. There's two stages in the Highest Yoga Tantra. So then from generating stage all the way to Yoga Tantra, Kriya Tantra, Charya Tantra, there you are just, you know, like imagining. It's not really happening, but you know, you're just imagining. Just imagining, you know, because now we are not managed to send the energy into our central channel. Our central channel is like blocked by these two side channels. It's kind of, at the moment, I'm not sure, like, your channel, so my channel is completely blocked, so I'm not sure of your channel, maybe only wide open. So, you know, this is a block. So then, till then, you know, everything we visualize, all the visualizing we do, self-generation, front-generation, all of that is going to be in imagination. It's not going to be the real one, but that doesn't mean that you don't feel, but you do feel, but it's going to be it's all happening in imaginations. Okay? Same here. Visualize, imagine the Buddha on your crown. So then, right hand holding on like some kind of medicinal plant. They kind of represent all the kinds of
homeopathic.
Yeah, homeopathic medicines. All the natural medicines. You know, kind of symbolize that. So then the left hand holding a ball, but the Hamala is kindly pointing here. And the filled with the nectar. Okay, nectar. This is for the sake of knowledge. Immortality nectar. Chua never say it. This is immortality nectar. Inexhaustible nectar. Sabana Vishya Dutsi. Now never mentioned Dutsi. Medicinal nectars. So then they're, you know, kind of like overpower. There are like four different types of mara. So that's what it's called mara. Mara of afflictions, mara of physical body, the very body that we have. It's also considered as a mara, not in a negative way, but you know, the body kind of like decay, you know, it's kind of like eventually it's going to fall apart. Then death. Afflictions, the physical body, death. Then there's like a high beauty, there's like a mara, form of spirit. Mara, there's form of spirit. Spirit called high beauty. There's like four maras. So now you visualize the meditation Buddha on your crown chakra, form of light facing the same way you are facing. Nectar, when you recite the meditation Buddha mantra, if it's possible, you can visualize the mantra, the central heart of the meditation Buddha, very meditation Buddha, you're visualizing the central heart of the clockwise, standing, the mantra, standing clockwise, bright blue. So when you recite the mantra, the nectar flows. This is like three different types of nectar, immortality nectar, inexhaustible nectar, medicinal nectar flows, purify these four maras, completely purify. Fill your body, the nectar goes all the way to the tip of your toe, fills the entire body, all the way to crown. This is Kanti means Chizu. Kanti means what you call this? Bottom of the leg. What is called heel? Not heel. What is called the bottom of the leg?
The sole.
From the sole, Kanti, sole. Chizu, crown. Means the entire body is kind of natural, slow, so fill up from the sole all the way up to the crown chakra, chitub, so there's the crown, fill. Means the entire body is kind of filled with the natures. Purify these four types of mara. Afflictions, mara of affliction, that means all the disturbing thoughts completely purify. Well, for some cases, then you know, some cases it suggests that all the disturbing thought and all the negative karma is like form of like thick smoke, thick smoke. You know, almost sometimes they're kind of like, some of them very thick, then some kind of also like form, some kind of liquid, dark liquid, something like that. Goes out of where? Holds all the pores, mouth, nose, all the pores in your body. Almost like when you squeeze something, it's kind of like comes out like that. All the disturbing thought and negative karma is like thick smoke or like dark liquid, something like that. Completely also out of that. Every holes in your body, pores, that includes all the pores. Pore? How is it pore? It's not pore. All the sicknesses related to physical. Then you can also, there is suggest, but you don't have to do this, but it's kind of other, some form of other practice, not in medicine, but the practice that one that I use, but some other form of, you know, purification practice, you are supposed to visualize this like pause and the birth. You know? Sicknesses, disease, you visualize, not like smoke, take smoke, or like, then you visualize the physical sicknesses like that, pause and blood. Comes out of every part of the body, completely. So then the spirit harm, if you think there's some kind of spirit harm, so then you can visualize that like some kind of form of animals or species you don't like. But if the test is suggest like scorpion, spider, I guess everybody's kind of afraid of scorpion and spider. Or you can visualize other form of, you know, like species. Completely you are like from the soul to all the way to your crown chakra, your body is completely filled with this medicinal nectar. There's the three different types of nectars. Then purify all the negative thought and the negative karma, disturbing thought, form of smoke, or the disease, like paws and the blood and the, all the spirit harms like form of like scorpion and also spider like that. It completely goes like out of your body and goes under the ground, so like disappear. Okay, so that's how the actual practice has been done. So I just want to share that with you. But this last actual medicine, but the top of that, then you visualize those, you know, six different types of medicine with the different colors. So then first one, you recite the names three times or seven times, dissolve into the next one, then names recite three or seven times, dissolve into the second one, then each one dissolve, then eventually dissolve into medicine Buddha, main medicine Buddha, then main medicine Buddha dissolve into your body. You know, because you are health. It's important because you are you wish you are like dedicating your existence for the benefit of others or benefit of yourself. So that's why this health is very much needed. Long, healthy, happy life is very much needed in order to make progress into the path that is very much needed. No, not just to hang out, no, not like that. For that reason, you know, health is critical. You know, health is critical. Both physical and mental health is critical. Okay, so then in your life, shekong yatapatra, shekong, shell glass, yatapatra, glass, there's no stain. You can see inside out like crystal clear, like shape home, some form of like container form of glass, clear. Shape home, yeah, tapa means there's no stain. Tangsa vejiranshi, so then your whole body become like almost like form of light after that. their body become like form of light, also like crystal clear glass with no stain, or maybe like a form of light. So that is the healing practice. That's in Buddhism. That's a healing practice that you do. So okay, after the mantra, then visualize. While you're reciting mantra, visualize negative disturbing thought, negative karma from a smoke, thick smoke, liquid, dark, all the physical disease, pus and blood, and also if there's spirit harm, form of like scorpion or like spider, or maybe you can choose whatever species you want to choose, or you can don't have to visualize. Please just think that's like purifies. Okay, so then immediately when you finish the mantra, after that you visualize that your body become like crystal clear glass without stain, or then it become like, or it become like form of light. So that's how you conclude. Then your life become free from disturbing thought, free from disease. For what? To benefit yourself, benefit other. That's all. No, nothing more, nothing less. That's all. Okay? So then you want to maintain that practice rest of your life. So then this precious human life has been well used, and you are taking the most out of this precious human life. So then, that's the meaning of life. That's the meaning of life. Okay? Mm-hmm. So with that, then we recite the mantra. Now with the stanza, first of all.
Bhagavan, with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, radza samugata soha. Jayata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze aza samugate soha. Jayata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze aza samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze avza samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze avza samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze adza samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze adza samugate soha.
Yeah, Lamala, continue. This one.
Now the four measurables in your language. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. They all sentient beings, inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies.
That is our full immeasurable practice. Please don't think when you say may all sentient beings, when you say this word, don't think that you are excluded. You are very, yourself is very much included. If you think that you are excluded, so then that's not good. Yourself is very much included. We could learn, you know, like, in general you are saying, may I have happiness and the cause of happiness. Same thing, you know, that's what you say. Like, see, being critical, looking down on yourself. So that is like, you know, in the very initial stage, something is going wrong. Something is very terribly going, something is terribly going wrong. If you look down, being critical, beating up yourself, beating yourself up, right from the beginning, initial stage, something terrible is going wrong. No good. What kind of wish that I should have? Same like, may all sentient beings have happiness cause of same thing. May I have happiness cause of happiness. Same thing. Same thing. Very important, you know. Even Master Shantideva said, if somebody is here to wondering what I'm going to learn something new, Master Shantideva said, I have nothing to say. I have nothing new to say. Whatever I'm going to say is already been said. It's not about learning something new, it's about maintaining, hearing something again and again and hoping that message will sink into the center of our heart. So there's a hope, no? Lamrim is like wonderful teachings. It's like wonderful teachings. It's like coming from Chaitanya Buddha to Maitreya Buddha, Manjushri, from there, from Arya Asanga, Arya Nagarjuna, from there, then all the way down to the Lama Adisha, Lama Tsongkhapa. The Lamrim contain, Lamrim is like guys. So if you read a song of experience, the Lamrim that is composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, and you see very clearly what Lamrim is, what the importance of Lamrim teaching or Lamrim practice. Lama Tsongkhapa explained very clearly in the song of experience of Brim Lamrim. When you read that with the mindfulness, you see that they are very clearly. So that Lamrim teachings begin with, you know, the homage, of course. Every teachings begin with the homage. In Buddhism, you don't brag about yourself. You pay homage to express your appreciations, all the knowledge you gain based on those masters, their teachings. You pay homage. So then after that, so then Lamrim began the Guru devotions. So then after that, precious human life. Why is there in the beginning of Lamrim? Beginning of our spiritual practice, we should consider, or we should at least recognize the very life that you have is not something meaningless. or useless, something that you hate, something that you look down, something that you criticize, something is going wrong right from the beginning. Something is going wrong, terribly going wrong. You know, so you need to think something good about yourself. So when you say may all sentient beings have happiness, cause of happiness, yourself is very much included. Do we talk to ourselves? Lot of son. Lama Tsongkhapa wrote this one like mind changing text. So I already taught that at the Kadamba Center a long time ago. In that Lama Tsongkhapa, Rangki, Rangla, you to yourself. I'm quoting Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, Lama Tsongkhapa's text. Rangki, you to yourself. Rangki, Rangla. Shatsa, Shatse. Shatsa means like, that's a word, no, that's a word, opposite of beating up, opposite of looking down, opposite of completely opposite of being critical. Shatsa means like, when you see like some like something cute, when you see something cute, what do you say?
You say, "Oh."
Yeah, when you see yourself, you say that?
No, when I see something cute.
So I mean like when you see yourself, you say that. What do you say? Oh.
Oh.
Do you say that? Do we say that when you see yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? No, we don't say that. What do we say? We say something negative. I'm not sure that. We don't say, oh. We don't say that. Rangi, Rangla. I'm quoting Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings from that Lama Tsongkhapa mind and it is Rangki, you, Rangla, yourself, you to yourself, Shatse, like that. Chambe Nikitas, you look at from the eyes of love, you look at from the eyes of love, you greet with full of smile. You greet with full of smile. So that's the kind of approach is needed. Needed, very much needed. Rangki, you to yourself, Rangki Rangla, you to yourself, Shatsa. That's another word for love, kindness, care. Another term in Tibetan for love, care, kindness, Shatsa. Talk through. How is it? What do you call if somebody is like going to some difficult? It's okay, everything will be all right. Don't worry. What do you call that kind of? What do you call?
That's comfort.
Yeah, that's called treated out of love, care, kindness. Rangi Rangla, Shatse treated. Who said Lama Tsongkhapa? To whom? To us. Because we don't do that. We don't do that. Important. That's important. It's your moral responsibility. It's your moral responsibility to take care of yourself. It's your moral responsibility. looking down, criticize, judging, criticizing, looking down, it's unethical. It's unethical. You need to understand, that's unethical things to do. It's not nice thing to do. Doing that to somebody else, you say, oh, that's not nice thing to do. Oh, that we have all kinds of, oh, that you are cursing. We have all kinds of things. Oh, your words are too harsh. Same thing. How's about doing that to yourself? Same thing. It's also unethical. No, it's also not kind. No? It's also not kind. Why? Yeah, because there's a reason. You could be critical, beating up yourself, looking down on yourself, judging yourself. Why? Life is not perfect. There's a risk. There's always risk. Why does life is not perfect? There's always risk. Why is not perfect? Maybe, am I doing something wrong? No. Because as long as you are not free from samsara, that's what happens. If you are not free from samsara, that's what happens. Something will go wrong, that will be expected. It's not like surprise, that will be expected. So that's why there's always risk that you may become very critical, beating on yourself, all of that. That's great risk. Therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa said, Rangi Rangla Shase Chwet Depchis. Comfort yourself out of love, kindness, compassion. Then you will see the light in your life. You will see the light. Not just darkness, you will see the light in your life. Slowly, slowly. So light is only started. Light is only started. It will get brighter and brighter. Then that light you will see in every other being. Can you imagine that? Every other being that you see something precious, wonderful. That is the meaning of life. That's the meaning of life. Rangi Rangla Shadri Trade Chiso Rangi Rashadri Trade. Comfort yourself out of loving kindness, compassion, care. You do the same thing to others. When others are going through difficulty, you do the same thing. Why not to yourself? Doesn't make sense at all. It's not just need to remind ourselves, okay? Just need to remind ourselves. So I just want to share this with you. When you say, may all sentient beings, don't think that you are excluded. No, you are very much included. You need to have same wish to yourself. Not just say the word for others. No, you also have the same wish. Okay? Yeah, so then move on, please.
Now let's read the verse of praise and mantra for Chenrezig, the Buddha of great compassion, not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Oh, the mantra, the verse of praise for Arya Mother Tara. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Tare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Sanje chota suji chonam la chacho kardo tane chanzonje lage shishi chibi sunam. Dola genje sanje mungola shon sanje chota suji chonam la chacho kardo tane. Dage shishi chibi sunam je dola genje sanje mungola shon. Sanje chota suji chonam la chacho kardo tane chacho kardo tane. Any question, Tomasi?
Yes, Geshe-la, there's a question. Can an agnostic, one who does not have a belief in reincarnation or rebirth, become a Buddhist?
Is the
agnostic, that means a person who questions the existence of God or who has kind of a questioning attitude toward spirituality.
So yeah, I thought that if you drink eggnog, so you are not going to believe in God. Eggnog, so that's only available at Christmas time, so. My karma for eggnog is completely ran out many years ago. So, Dr. Brown knows very well. So anyway, so agnostic means like someone who does not believe.
Someone who's kind of on the fence. Neither believing nor not believing.
So then it's called agnostic.
Agnostic, yeah.
So then
means doesn't know.
Rest of the questions?
The question is, can a person who has that approach, who doesn't have a belief in reincarnation or rebirth, become a Buddhist?
Any donations from the group? Chukila. Venerable Hamullah, Venerable Tenzin Lamu, Venerable Kyosang, something to say?
Well, Geshe-la, I know you say that whenever we come across something that we're not sure about when we're studying Buddhism, we sort of have permission to explore it and put it on the shelf and sort of take our time in trying to understand it.
Yeah, Chikila, well said, well said, well said. Yeah, very good. So analysis or investigation is very much encouraged, highly encouraged in Buddhist teachings, that you are, even if it takes 20 years to analyze, you can take your time. No, there's nothing. So Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha himself said it very clearly right from the beginning. That's the best way to understand the teaching, analyze. Don't take my word because I said, analyze. Oh, it doesn't matter. But need to think the cause for liberation, cause for full enlightenment. That's in the only English translation that you have is a merit. Yeah, creating merit is not based on whether you believe life after this or life before this. Being kind. Now, another question is, can I be kind if I don't believe in life after this or life before that? Certainly, you can be kind. You don't have to believe life before this, life after this. You can say a nice word. Do I need to believe to say a nice word, life before this, life after this? Certainly not. You could say, you could be kind, compassionate, caring. Maybe, you know, even right now, I don't have really clear understanding of life before this, life after that. So I don't believe, nothing wrong. No, nothing wrong. So I don't believe either life before, I don't believe before I went to the monastery. Even after I was in the monastery till I reached 16 or 17 or 18, somebody asked me, I was there, like, since I was 7, till my teenage, like, if somebody asked me, do you believe, I'm not sure what kind of answer I'm going to give, you know. I don't have clear understanding, but still, still means I doesn't mean like I don't believe, you know. Right now I do believe, I do believe. So, it's okay. It's okay to take your time, okay? It's okay to take your time. You can take your time, even if it takes 12 years you to become Buddhist. But meanwhile, be kind, compassionate, caring to yourself, to others. See, when compassion rises, just ask yourself questions. When you feel compassion, ask yourself questions. When you feel compassion, it's not just for others. Compassion, you can't just say for others, you know. Of course, you need object. It doesn't say the object is other or your. It doesn't say you need object. What kind of object you need? Going through difficulties. You go through difficulties, other people go through difficulties, your loved one go through difficulties, your pet, your relatives go through difficulties. That's the moment you feel compassion, you feel your compassion. Exactly the same thing, you do the same things. When you are going through difficulties, you show compassion. That's exactly what Lama Tsongkhapa means. Rangi Rangla Shase Chedi, comfort yourself out of love, compassion, kindness. That's exactly what the word Rangi Rangla Shase Chedi is. Then I said it very clearly, unless you gain some positive qualities looking down on yourself, then there's a different case. Unless you are gaining some kind of positive mindset, doing that, so that's different case. Other than that, zero benefit. Zero benefit. No benefit. Then why you do? There's no benefit. Why you do? Okay. So I think you can take your time. It's not. You don't take. Shakyamuni Buddha, founder of the Buddhism, does not expect you to believe in something right away. No, you have full freedom to analyze. You are given freedom, full freedom to analyze. And then, Venerable Tenzin Lama Kyasam, want to say something? Venerable Tenzin Lama, want to say something?
Yes, Kyasam Lama. To me, that question is a question about faith. Can you be Buddhist if you don't have faith?
Can you be Buddhist?
If you don't have faith.
Oh, that's a very important question.
Because an agnostic, the way I've heard it, an agnostic prayer is like this: oh God, if there is a God, please save my soul. If I have a soul, there's always doubt and skepticism. And not an ability to commit yourself to something. So, I don't know if you need a certain degree of faith to begin exploring the questions.
Yeah, that's very profound questions. Say, I'm just going to quote, you know, Tevangundu Mata Kevates. Ma is like mother. Without mother, there will be no child. Right? That's, we all agree. We don't need any evidence. That's very clear. Without mother, there will be no child. So now, you could say blessing. Could be a form of blessing, knowledge.
Let's see.
Progress. Spiritual development. Meditative experience. All of them does require faith. We are not talking about blind faith here. We are not talking about blind faith. Yes, blind faith has no place in Buddhism. Buddhism, why? Right from the beginning, Shakyamuni Buddha highly recommended to analyze. That's why blind faith doesn't produce much here. Reason, knowledge-based, reason-based, experience-based faith is very much needed. Kapangundro, mother, chevates. Faith needs to go like mother before child. Child refers to meditative experience, blessing, progress, spiritual development, all of that is by child, produced by mother-like faith. See, Tevangundu Mata Chevates. We don't have faith in ourselves, first of all. Oh, I don't think that I can be liberated. We don't have faith. That's the truth. We don't have faith that you could liberate. It's like the water in the container. In order to reflect something in the container, you have to have some water. Without water, you won't see reflections. That water is like faith. Even though sun is shining, moon is shining, you look at in the container, there's like no water. You can't see any reflections. There's nothing to reflect. So that if there's water, that container can be made out of gold, made out of like silver, made out of metal, wood, clay. But doesn't matter, if there's some water, you will see the same reflections of the moon, because there's something to reflect, there's water. It's like faith. So then, you know, like the blessing is considered as like the reflections, you know, there's something. You have something to reflect, then it will reflect. You will see the reflections. So it's quite important, you know, important. Not having a faith in yourself, not having a faith in the very practice that you do, and I'm not sure what other words. Do you say that I have faith in my doctor? Do you say? What that means? That means you trust? This is kind of tricky word. Faith is kind of tricky word. Basically, you believe. You believe that your daughter, you believe in your daughter, doctor. You believe in yourself. You believe in very practice that you do. You believe in that. So that's what it basically means, like trust. That's very much needed, very much needed. Like development alone. Otherwise, there's going to be like seeds that's been burned. This has never produced any sprout. Because it's been burned. It's harder to gain any form of merit if there's no faith. No, I mean, it's like zero faith. No, it's hard, you know. So that Tevangundu Mata Cheva, the faith has to go like before child, like mother, child, spiritual development, vegetative experience, and knowledge, so on and so forth. Okay? Development of Mother Tiva. That's what in the business is like faith based on reason, knowledge. You know, so, like that. Today, what else?
I see Don Brown has his hand up for a question.
Yeah, please, Don Brown.
Yeah, Geshe-la. I just had a couple of thoughts about these two things. One is, you know, in Buddhism, faith is really important, from my perspective anyway, because, like, for example, believing that I have the potential to be liberated or to be enlightened. I mean, I don't have that experience. I've met teachers that I think are extraordinary, and that has given me a lot of faith that, well, if they can do it, maybe I have some, at least the potential to do it. So that's been useful. But it's, for example, karma, you know, understanding, you know, what you sow, you reap, and so on, and karma's expandable, and using similar, you know, sort of common examples, your belief in karma still takes faith. But in Buddhism, I see the faith that we're looking for is a, or that we're striving for is a reasoned faith. You know, we use reasoning, and then we go, okay, that makes sense. So I'm going to creatively align with that and see how it works. And, you know, for example, developing a sense of closeness and love in Buddhism is, you know, in developing bodhicitta, you know, you start with equanimity, then you see all beings as having been your mother. Well, that takes a belief in rebirth. Mm-hmm. At least, we talk about, well, okay, you don't have a belief, you can at least creatively align with that, or we invite you to creatively align with it. Try the meditations, with this sort of faith, you might say, confidence, maybe, that there is the possibility that everybody's been your mother and has been kind to you and so on. You can develop heartfelt feelings, and you can, I personally experienced, even though I didn't have faith in rebirth when I got introduced in Buddhism, I actually creatively aligned with the idea, did the meditations, and I thought, wow, that works. It helped my, it created a shift in my thinking, and therefore I was more inclined to become, to sort of go with it. And I'm still going with it, by the way. I mean, I don't, oh, and one last thing, and this is a little harsh, but I'm going to say it anyway. One teacher said, without a belief in faith, in rebirth, it's impossible to be truly ethical. Without a strong belief or faith in rebirth, it's impossible to be ethical, purely ethical. And so that's something worth thinking about. I'm not going to try to go into it now. I've put a lot of thought into that one myself, but it, believing in that eventually every action comes back to us, makes us much more mindful moment to moment to moment, right up until the last breath, that, hey, every second's precious, because every second is planting seeds that will ripen in future suffering or happiness. So that's kind of, another way to look at it. And lastly, I would say, someone who's agnostic, how's that working for you? Because if it's working, great. You don't need to change. But Buddhism is always an invitation. The Buddha said, hey, come and check it out for yourself. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, leave it. So if being agnostic is working, then why rock the boat? Why rock the boat? We used to say, why rock the boat? Why change anything if you're being agnostic is working for you? You don't need to change. That's making you happy and giving you the joy and peace and liberation and enlightenment. Being agnostic, then you don't need to be a Buddhist or have faith.
Why need to rock the boat?
Don't. Yeah, we don't need to. if somebody is an agnostic and it's working for them, and it's making them happy, and they're kind people, and they embody all the qualities that we talk about in Buddhism, actually in all the world religions, why bother changing? Don't need to change.
Okay.
Sorry, if it's working, you know, it's like Buddhism's not for everybody.
Okay, very good. Wonderful. So Dada Brown is a brand round Buddhism since for beginning this time.
True. No, actually, if I'd been there that long, I don't know when I started.
Dada Brown has been on Buddhism begin this time. Dada Brown is the one who started the Kadamba Center. So now we have such a wonderful center. A lot of credit goes to Dada Brown and Dada Watkin. So they are the two doctors. So, and started the Kadamba Center. So now it's growing. All a lot of the credit goes to Dr. Brown and Dr. Watkin. Thank you very much.
Yes, Geshe-la. I was just thinking that if a person is in a position of just starting to explore and they're struggling a little bit with some ideas that are new to them, that I think Chukyula gave very good advice, that you just keep exploring, and the things that don't make sense to you, you just put them aside for now and keep exploring with an open mind, and faith may grow.
So, I just quoted, Eva maybe mean a la cabichona michetes. Teva maybe mean person without faith. So I say we are not talking about blind faith here. We are talking about having a trust, confidence, trust, you know. Teva maybe mean a person without trusting either to yourself or the teachings, you know, so on and so forth. It's harder to gain positive qualities like verbal, physical, mental positive qualities, such as seed that was burned will probably never produce sprout. So I'm just quoting maybe from the sutra, or so I don't remember who said, but it's like the teaching that I'm just quoting. So then, based on that quotations, analyze yourself. And the Dr. Brown said it very well, like, if you think when you die, game is over. So, there are that kind of mindset, you know. Yeah, there are all kinds of mindset, you know, so nothing to judge. Who are you to judge? No, nothing to judge, but there's all kind of mindset. It's very okay to have all kind of opinion mindset. No, it's like human nature. So with that kind of idea, if you say, okay, when this life finishes, it's game over. So when it's finishing, then if you realize it's not over, game is not over, then it's kind of too late. So it's better to think now, so you know, wait for the very last moment. So then, I'm not sure, do we have any reason to be good? Because you believe that when you die, then life is over. It's over. So I'm just asking questions. I'm not judging here. I'm just asking. I'm also wondering, you know, I'm not assuming that you are one of them. I'm just throwing these questions you ask yourself, do I have any reason to be kind or good when this life finished, then I believe this is over, this game is over. Or maybe you live once. That's how you say you live once?
You only live once?
Yeah, you only live once. That kind of mindset that means do whatever you like to do. Or I was just wondering what kind of reason that you have to be kind or good or ethical. I'm just asking. I'm not just judging. I'm just asking. Also, I'm also wondering too. I'm just asking. Okay? Yeah, thank you very much. So then, time is now over. Tomasi?
Yes, yes, but it was a very good discussion.
Yeah, you have zillion things to do. You know, I'm like sitting like a donkey doing nothing here at home, so I don't mind to go on and on. But you have tons of things to do. Well, thank you very much for coming to the class, and wish you all very prosperous, happy new year, and very like I wish you live long, healthy, happy life, and practicing kindness, compassion, love towards yourself, towards others. So that is the meaning of life. Okay? Thank you. So Alhamdulillah, I will say dedicated. Samula, you are teaching without sound. Maybe Samula, you only achieved high realization, you are teaching without sound, but you couldn't hear.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And the long life prayers, first for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chen Reisig, Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And the one for Sarah J. Kinsen Rinpoche, Jason Losandel. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Avatai. The one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. Long life prayer for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. You who uphold the Sudur's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjanak's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, who are disciples. Please, please live long. Then Green Char Mantras for Geshe Gelug and Geshe Samples, long, happy, healthy lives. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh, yeah, so Alexander Almada, so usually I call children, so she's also been around Buddhism since the beginning of this time. And she provided, you know, like opportunity, selflessly, to offer the opportunity to all the people in back in Patagonia to create merit as much as possible. She built this 35 feet enlightened stupa in Patagonia, beautiful, beautiful, the holy stupa she built, and she spent, you know, all this, you know, money and energy there to people to create the merit, you know. So, and hopefully you can visit in the near future. It's a beautiful place. There's like 35 feet stupa surrounded by 108 prayer, money prayer wheel, surrounded by all the prayer flags, creating opportunity for the beings there, animals, bugs, birds, peoples, you know, selflessly offered. So just one, maybe you can visit there if everything's, you know, like comes down, so you can visit a beautiful place. Okay. And thank you again, Alexander Children, for translating people back in Patagonia. And thank you very much, and wish you all the best of the best. Okay. And also here at the same time, want to appreciate from the bottom of my heart all this year, all of you, helping the Kadamba Center financially, energy, time. So we have now this beautiful center because of your kindness. And please continue to support center so people are getting benefit, okay? Thank you so much and have a wonderful weekend.